SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump is challenging President Biden to another debate, a verbal showdown this week without any moderators.
I'm also officially challenging Crooked Joe to an 18-hole golf match right here. Doral's Blue Monster, considered one of the greatest tournament golf courses anywhere in the world, one of the great courses of the world. It will be among the most watched sporting events in history.
At a rally in Doral, Florida, Mr. Trump says he'll give Mr. Biden a 10-stroke advantage and will donate $1 million to a charity of the president's choice should Mr. Biden win the match. Insisting Ukraine will win the war with Russia, President Biden has opened NATO's 75th anniversary summit in Washington.
There was a fanfare for NATO leaders as they arrived at an event to mark the start of the summit. President Biden, who's called NATO the greatest military alliance in history, set the tone of the summit, promising much more needed air defenses for Ukraine, including 4 additional Patriot batteries. While allies want to present a united front, there are still differences over how much they're willing to fund Ukraine and over its membership of the alliance.
And that's a BBC's Jonathan Beale. More than 1.5 million utility customers still without power along the Texas Gulf Coast following Hurricane Beryl. A dry heat in Las Vegas, where the mercury soared to 119 yesterday. Today, Vegas could set a record for the most consecutive days of temperatures exceeding 115 degrees. Wall Street, Dow futures up 15 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 50 points. This is SRN News. Another look at declining fertility.
Thanks to abortion and declining interest in family, women in the world's leading industrialized nations are having fewer children. The United States fertility rate has been below replacement levels for at least a decade. And now the Pew Research Center reports that at least 14 countries would have recorded declining populations last year had it not been for their open-door immigration policies, which managed to stave off the decline. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Israel's Holocaust Museum is opening a conservation facility in Jerusalem. It will preserve, restore, and store its more than 45,000 artifacts and artworks. Will also provide organization and storage for the museum's 225 million pages of documents and 500,000 photographs. The vast new building that includes 5 floors of underground storage was dedicated this week. And this is SRN News. Don't bother to bring your checkbook if you shop this major retailer.
Target says as of July 15th, it will no longer accept personal checks from shoppers. The discounter tells the AP it's making the move because of the extremely low number of customers who still write checks. Target's decision leaves Walmart, Macy's, and Kohl's among the retailers that still accept personal checks. Whole Foods Market and the Aldi supermarket chain previously stopped taking checks. Shoppers have pulled out checkbooks increasingly less often since the mid-1990s. Cash dispensing ATMs, debit cards, online banking, mobile payment systems mean many young adults may have never written a check. I'm Mike Hempen.
A New Mexico jury set to hear opening statements at the involuntary manslaughter trial of actor Alec Baldwin in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer. More details, SRNNews.com.